Blog Talk Radio.
I've passed 3 certification exams using IT Pro TV, and I'm taking my 4th on Monday. I love you guys.
You guys are great. I've passed the Microsoft 7410 and the first Cisco CCNA exam because of your videos, and I plan on doing the same with 7411 and the second Cisco CCNA exam.
You guys are doing an outstanding job. Keep up the great work. Thank you for making complex technical topics easily understandable.
Thank you for bringing fun back to learning IT-related topics.
These are real quotes from actual IT Pro TV members. I'm Dom Pizzette, one of the trainers here at IT Pro TV, and I'd love to show you how we can impact your life too. Whether you're looking to advance your career with new IT certifications or simply want to stay up to date on the latest in the world of technology, we've got you covered. Check out itpro.tv/blogtalk to upgrade your brain with the most popular IT certifications. Try it free for 7 days when you sign up with our code ITPRO30 to check out our courses, live stream, and more. You'll also receive 30% off the lifetime of your account. That's itpro.tv/blogtalk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your hosts, Nicole,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I should say award-winning Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. So welcome back from the blizzard of 2016 on this Monday. I never host the show alone, so I just want to welcome Ms. Nicole Martin, Karishma Sutton.
Hey. Hey, guys. What's happening?
How are you, Nicole? We have a great show coming up. Today we have Bo and Shaw, super producers, artist development, songwriters. So I'm excited to speak to them. I'm really straight out of Philly, so I'm PA. So I'm actually looking forward to that interview. But oh my goodness, callers, call in and let us know what you think about what happened this weekend with the blizzard. 349-539-5729. Let us know what you were doing for those 2 days in the house, 3 days in the house. I was stir crazy. How about you, Nicole?
Girl, you know I'm crazy. So I got out Saturday night and I went to the gym.
Oh my God.
I was in the gym by myself. Like, yes.
I saw you on Facebook. I was like, look at that dedication right there. But I went out Saturday. I couldn't get my car out. So I was like, I just had this like cabin fever. I was like, I got to get out of here. I can't do this. Been like a whole day. I've been in the house and working with my Skyping with my vocal coach. Shout out to my vocal coach because we Skype.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited about, you know, iTunes 2016 March. I have my solo project coming out. So I'm really, really excited. I was trying to stay as productive as possible during this madness.
That's right. That's
oh,
so
my goodness.
Awesome. That's so awesome. And let's give a shout out to our listeners. We want to thank you guys because you guys are like pushing us to number one. Our ratings are off the hook. So
yes.
We want to thank you for tuning in and listening to us, especially when we know there is a lot of ratchet TV happening right now, but you're choosing to rock with us. So thank you so much. And also shout out to Karishma, who is under the weather tonight. So
yes,
we're thinking about
better,
you, Karishma.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
But we
show,
definitely want to
go on.
Absolutely. Yes, honey. We keep our show booming. But that's right. Thank you to the listeners. You can log on to thelovezoneusa.com. Also call in 349-539-5729. Let us know what you think. I want to thank our listeners for last week. We had a lot of guys to show us love on the lines, calling in on that topic. So shout out to Marquise and Moby.
Right.
I remember 2 callers that called in. That was awesome. That was a good show. It was really, really good.
It was. So, yes, indeedy. So, like you said, Bo and Shaw, I'm really excited because Bo is a great, great friend of mine. We go back like Apple Jackson. But She's very amazing, very talented. I've had the honor of listening to his music before he even put it out, T. I got, like, I got the privilege of being one of, you know, in one of his music videos. And what was crazy, because he's down with Flo Rida, he took me to a Flo Rida concert where I got to hang out backstage with Flo and the crew. And unbeknownst to me, when Flo was on stage performing, I was on stage with Flo, just hanging out. It was epic. It was epic. So
that is so amazing. Totally awesome. So I'm really, really excited. Both of our guests are here, so I'm just going to bring them in. Bo and Sean. Shaw, are you there?
Yeah. What's up,
Hi.
Okay.
Excited to have you on the show. My name is Tahira. Nicole has been talking so much about you guys, and you're phenomenal.
Yeah.
Within one word, if I could say it, is phenomenal. So
awesome.
I just wanted to welcome you to the Girlfriend Network, and our listeners will be calling in 349-539-5729. We're all getting over the blizzard, so can you start by telling everyone what you were doing? Well, where are you located? Out of PA, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you dealing with the blizzard? What did you do for that, like, weekend? And Nicole went to the gym. I did Skype studio work via Skype with my vocal coach. So what were you guys doing?
I was shoveling.
Oh, my God. I cannot see you shoveling. What? Cut it out.
Yeah, no. I was digging out vehicles.
But, okay.
Yeah, it was a hectic blizzard, man. You know, the strongest that we caught this year, so. Other than that, I was just trying different recipes to see what I could watch movies to and munch on, you know.
So wait, is this Shaw talking or
Bo?
Okay,
this Shaw. Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure.
We both in the building. We both here.
Okay.
Well, Bo, tell us what you were doing. This is Tahira. Tell us what you were doing during the blizzard.
I felt like I was in The Wiz.
I love The Wiz. It was so surreal.
Crazy.
But it was all good though. I came home and you know, still got creative and was doing some writing on the piano, and it was kind of like cool. Yeah.
Of course. So, you know, I got to see you guys' latest music video. It's hot. Very hot.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, like, we got some major people here, T. Like, these guys have worked with some serious artists.
I know. I read the bio.
Folk. Yes. Mm-hmm. So why don't you guys talk a little bit about yourselves, like how you guys, you know, collabed and got together and met, and, you know, we're just going to listen to you guys for a minute.
Go ahead, Shaw. You want
to? I mean, you know, I think it was pretty much destiny. We was doing a lot of work with a lot of different artists, and we came together one night in the studio, you know, doing some things with a couple different entities. We was doing some writing, and from there we just, you know, kept it up. We was like, we got to do some more of this, dude. So from that came a couple projects, a couple songs that was hit. And Never Ending Song is actually the first song that we, you know, pushing out with the video so that people can get a feel and an eye of, you know, what we bring in to the table. And you know, it's a lot going on, you know, music is everything.
Definitely. So, you know, I was on the road, this is Bo, I was on the road with Flo Rida, and you know, twice.
And what was that like, Bo? I'm sorry, I get excited when I think about it. I mean, the road life is different, especially when you're on when you all are stars, but like, how was that transition road, like being on the road and doing shows like every day?
His schedule is very hectic because he's like flying from every country, every crevice of the world. You know, you're ending up places you don't know where you are. Nobody speaks the language. You're like, so I just want to hear somebody speak English, something. But it's a party consistently, you know, because he does party music, so all party, you know, all day,
yeah,
club, and then just you know, just having fun. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work at the same time.
It's
a lot
it's,
of work.
It's work. It's definitely
yeah,
work.
It
like even when I traveled, you know, doing vocals and stuff like that. To me, like when I went to London, I wasn't happy until I saw like a McDonald's. So, do you ever like when you're traveling on the road get homesick, or how do you keep home with you when you're traveling? Because with me, I was just exhausted with the schedule and then the rehearsals, and it seems like it's a party, but then it's work. So I just got tired of it. I was just like, I just can't wait to sleep in my bed. How do
yeah.
you keep when you're on the road? Because it is a different life when you're on the road. How do you keep home with you?
Man, just keep in contact with your family and anything
mm-hmm.
that you can see out there that's close to home, like McDonald's.
I was like, thank you, God. It's a McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. You know, people look at
yeah.
you like you're excited to be at McDonald's. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really, is it Bo or Shaw talking?
No,
Bo.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was right. How, I literally wanted to kiss the floor. I was like, oh, my goodness, a McDonald's, yes. So, yeah, so the little things like that keeps it going. But you guys have great chemistry. Is that the same way in the studio as well, like on record, you know, on recordings as well? Do you still have the same chemistry, like, in the studio as outside of the studio as well?
Yeah. That's what it all starts.
How do you
yeah.
keep it? How do you keep that magic?
Yeah, you have two creative people and two creative minds working together. You know, it's so much stronger. And, you know, because you can be working on a song and then he can come in and add his little thing. Then I can come and add
mm-hmm.
mine, and we keep adding. Next thing you know, we got a complete song and it sounds great and we're ready to perform.
Yeah.
You know? So... yeah, I love being creative. That's what we do. I didn't know you were a singer.
Awesome. Yes. Actually, my solo project is coming out in March. I'm really excited. I finished a lot of things over the weekend. So I have a twin sister, and we always were packaged as a package deal. So this is really now me alone. And normally, like, when we're in the studio together, her octave is very higher than mine, and we always clash, but creatively we, you know, work it out at the end. So it's best for us to go in at different times, and then we meet kind of at the, like, mid-project to, like, get it, you know, compile everything together. But, yeah, I'm really, really excited. I love music, so I can
yeah.
understand. And I hear it in your music, and, like, when I heard some of the songs, I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. So how do you
Thank
keep
you.
The love for the music? Thank you. How do you keep the love? Because, you know, sometimes you fall in out of love with music. How do you keep the love going? Like, how do you stay connected and stimulated to what inspires you in the music?
It's like the only release, yeah. You know, music is like a release to life and different scenarios and situations. So sometimes for artists, it's our best way to get out things that we're holding inside, you know? And with the gifts,
True.
It just make it easier to express. But that's all music really is, is storytelling along with emotions translated through sounds. So, you know, what's such a make it easier with just staying true to yourself, you know, your emotions and what's going on in life so that it's never, you know, tainted. It's always pure.
Right.
So,
and
never
right.
And,
right. So,
yeah, it's like
but,
you know when you're being creative, you can't hold that back, because if you stop holding the creativeness back in the process, then I don't know about anybody else, but I get unhappy. I can't,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't like yeah. just get it out. But also, I don't want to be locked in a box. Like, you know, a lot of music that's out that they're putting out now is so negative, and
mm-hmm.
you know, we're positive about what we're doing and passionate about it, that, you know, we don't want to be locked in a box with everybody else. So
yeah,
we come up with our own skill of music and our own style.
Yes, and that's one thing, you know, well, you know, Bo, I definitely heard a lot of your tracks and music, so I kind of know you well and your style and you being artistic, but your style of music is different. It's like, you know, R&B soul, and I think it's a little, folk. It's a little eclectic. I mean, you want to talk about that? And who inspires you? And where does that come from? Where does that derive from? I want you to talk about that. Like, what do you guys listen to when you just chilling, riding to the store in your vehicles? What? Just tell us a little bit about that.
We don't want to fall in a box of like trying to emulate anybody else. If you know, you continue to listen to other people, which is cool. I mean, I do listen to a lot of people, a lot of music, but I try to listen to what we're doing and perfect that and come up with something new instead of like, you know, listening to everybody and just consistently listen to them, because, you know, eventually, you know, you'll start unconsciously like using style and you know what I'm saying, and falling into their style of music. So I try to listen to us as much as possible, but I get a lot of I get motivated. We both get motivated by everybody. Everybody is talented and they have something to say, and that's sort of the things that we listen to. Okay, what are you saying? What are they saying in this record? Okay, I got it. I understand it. Got you. That's where it is. This is what we got to do. And that's how we keep it moving.
And you keep it unique. I mean, everybody, and I love Drake and I love Future, but, you know, you want to hear something that's unique, that's different, that's your own. Like you said, when I sat down and listened to a couple of tracks, and we're going to get into one of your tracks once we're done here, it felt really unique. It felt like you own that and that style of music. It was yours. So I could definitely hear the ownership and to hear an artist own it, and you're like, wow. And I'm like, wow, okay. Okay,
yeah.
So how do you keep it your own? Like, sometimes with me, like when I'm, you know, working on my project, I try not to listen to other music, or I'll get out of my spectrum and listen to something that I don't sing. Like, I'll listen to rock, or, you know, I'll listen to songs like Barbra Streisand, something that's out of my genre, to kind of like get it. So do you ever like cross over to different genres that, you know, you don't even listen to? Because I think all music is universal, and it helps me, my creative flow, actually. Does that ever happen to you?
All the time.
Yeah, definitely. That's how you have to be. So you kind of got the feeling what we're saying. Like, you got to stay.
Oh, absolutely. I live the feeling that we're just saying. In my life. But we're going to get into your first song. So let's go into, which song should we play? What do you want to hear? Let's go into Never Ending.
Yeah.
Okay, introduce the song and we'll go into it.
Yeah. Let's rock with it.
All right, this Never Ending song.
Right here on the Brooklyn Network.
My You're the only thing I have, only thing I have. When I look in the mirror, only thing that I can see is reflection made of love that's made of you and me. In the morning when I wake, I had a dream I heard you say that you were gone away. So I pick up the phone so you can hear me say, you're the only thing left right in my world. You're the only thing right left, and I'm so glad to find that you're my girl. You're the only thing left that's right, the only thing right that's left in my life. You're the only thing left, only thing right. I give to you my heart and soul, secrets you never told. You give your love with no concern and never ask it in return. You're a special kind of lady. I know sometimes I can drive you crazy, but ain't no ifs, ands, or no maybe. You're my number one, you're my only, you're the only thing left. The sun, like the sky, like a bird when it flies, so free. And I thank God like every day that he would send an angel down from heaven to me. 'Cause you're my queen and I'm your king, and you're the reason why. You're the only thing left right in my world. You're the only thing right left, and I'm so glad to find that you're my girl. You're the only thing left that's right, the only thing right that's left in my life, in my life, in my life.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Eric Benet, and I want to spend an evening with you, my fans, on the LoveZoneUSA.com. On Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be stopping by the LoveZoneUSA.com to share my music from past, present, and future. So come on by and join me Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, so we can spend an evening together on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
And welcome back to the Girlfriend Network with your hosts, Tahira Sutton and Nico Martin. And we have our special guest, Belton Shaw, calling 349-539-5729. We look forward to speaking to you guys. Call in and then talk to our guests. So welcome
call
back, guys.
In hold up. You know that melody.
That was amazing.
Took me back, right? That melody.
Oh my God.
Goodness. And I had a flashback. Because, wait, Tahira, you don't even know.
You know what I heard
in
that Bow and Shaw? I'm sorry, Nicole. I heard, like, Babyface, like a little bit of early Babyface.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's like,
No, I had the pleasure of hearing. Didn't I have the pleasure of hearing the rough cut of this a while ago?
And
I was oozing. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, that's what
that is definitely
love.
A
I
baby making
love
song.
It. So, yeah, what?
I mean, we are on the Love Zone USA.
Oh, absolutely.
I know.
That is definitely a love making song.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Yes. You guys are dope. You guys are really dope, far beyond
your time here. I love good music, and a lot of Marvin Gaye. Like, I want us to get back, but I really hear it in your music. Just, you know, when you're having a good time making music, and really the love shows through your work.
Yeah.
So keep that love. Like, stay in love with it. Sometimes, you know, we fall in and out of love, but just never give up the love of music.
Yeah.
I definitely hear the different
styles. It's so awesome.
And that one right there.
That's
I was
not,
like, hold up, how long did I got on this?
Right? So listen,
yeah,
Shaw, let me talk to you. Tell the listeners, how do we find you guys? Like, if we want to listen to your music or be your fans, because I'm sure you're getting a lot of fans tonight, how can we find you? Social media, where?
Yeah, we're all over. I mean, you know, you can look us up on Google, Bowen Shaw, BEAU, space the letter N, space SHAW. You can actually find us on Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, all under the same thing, Bowen Shaw. So, Never Ending Song is actually, like we said, the single that's out now. That's on YouTube, and you can just type it in just like that, Never Ending Song, featuring Bowen Shaw. And everything should pop up for you guys. Please like
awesome.
It, share it, follow.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know.
And let's
check
talk
out
about
the video,
video.
Man.
Let's talk about that, because I've seen that a few times. So where was that shot? What was, you know, the creativity behind it? Whose idea was that? Did you guys all, how does that happen? Do you guys all sit down at a table and say, this is what we want to do, or do you hire someone? I mean, how's that work?
For the most part, you know, we get a professional, cinematographer to write down our blueprints and things of that nature, but we got to sit down with them to give them the vision of which we were creating when we wrote the song, you know? So, I mean, it came together awesome. Big ups to David Garcia. He put his foot in trying to, you know, making sure that we got out what we was expecting and beyond. He exceeded, you know, our expectations. So thank you, David, for that.
Yeah, man, best.
You know,
shout out to David Garcia. Definitely.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was shot in Manhattan. We did that in New York.
Yeah.
You know, a couple rooftops, and you've seen us jumping off buildings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Guys, so we're shooting the video, right? So we're on top of the roof. And I just think the director, he's like, okay, so what we're going to do next, we're going to take you and we're going to throw you off the building.
I was like, really? Are you serious? He said, yeah, you're going to get attached to this bungee cord, and you're going to lean back and just let yourself go. I said, oh,
he said,
wow. Yeah, we actually went to the extreme.
And then we're all
going to
die because we're holding. We'll die together. Like that was
really.
Oh, my God. So, Bo and Shaw, let me ask this question. This is Tiara again. Like, I know in videos, I did a couple of videos, so it's sometimes like I had in my last video, I had, I think it was a Jada's Kiss video, but I had, we did like sword fighting. What was the training for that? Did they say, well, you're just going to bungee jump? Did they train you how to jump beforehand? What goes
there was definitely direction. You know, everything was pre-planned and been discussed before executed, you know. It was all safety measures taken. It had, again, the cords attached to him and then attached to the director, and then it had, like, 2 and 3 people holding cords just to make sure. So, and before we did anything that was dangerous, we went through the measures of, you know, the safety measures of what to and what not to do. So, I mean, it's always an experience. It gives you a different outlook on what
it
takes to
rush.
Complete. Yeah, definitely.
I think it gave me a rush. When I had that sword, it was just like, I don't know. I think you got to tap into things that, you know, you just tap into things. So it does kind of give you a rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major rush. Am I going to die?
Yeah, I can see you, Bo, right now in your face and everything. Like, what?
That's what he wanted to capture. Your face had to look
yeah.
like death, and I was scared to death, and we all were scared because I was looking up at Shaw. He's looking at me like, are you all right?
Wow.
I'm like, I'm not going
to how many days did it take you guys to film that? You said you did that in New York, correct?
Yeah, about a week. It took us about a week to get it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was on one of you guys' video sets, and it was crazy. So, oh my God, Tahira, it was like one big party. It was all these damn people. I don't even
what
know where
that,
we
Touch?
Were. We were in.
That was Touch,
we were
right?
in a cave. I'm sorry?
You were in a cave?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it.
We were actually in a studio, but it was just, it was nuts. It was nuts. Like, you lost all track of time, what day it was. It was bananas. So, it was a lot of fun.
You know how we rock out.
Absolutely. Yes.
That is amazing. Now, I want to talk to you about artist development. I know... I saw, you know, that you definitely deal with artists, and sometimes it's hard for, as an artist, to see, for someone else to see your vision. So when you have an artist that comes to you, how do you connect with them? How do you see their vision?
Well,
go ahead, Bo.
First of all, you have to know who you are. I feel like as an artist, you have to have that thing about you, you know, there's a certain thing that I see in people. There's some people just have it, some people have something, and some people have potential. You understand what I'm saying? So when you find someone with potential, you know, you have to check out their work ethics, and you know, and if they're serious or not. But if the people that got it, they, you know, it just happens. You know, it just falls in place. Everything just happens. But they have to have good work ethics, too, because if you don't have the work ethics, you'll get nothing done. You know, you have people that have it, and they'll come in the studio, and they'll be so conceited and, you know.
And lazy,
You know, because I'm this, and I can sing that. And you don't get anywhere with them. So, I mean, you basically have to really know who you are. And once you see that it factor in the person, you have to be able to nurture that. And water, it's like a rose, you know what I'm saying? A rose starts off from the ground, but you have to put water on and keep watering it for it to grow and to be beautiful, to become that rose, that beautiful rose that you can share with everybody in the world. So, you know, you just got to be able to take direction and understand that you are an artist and you have a gift that you have to share to the world, not keep it to yourself.
Yeah. And then knowing the true value of being an artist yourself. See, Bo's very, very phenomenal at developing the character and the charisma of an individual, you know, making their artistry stand out as a person. And he's a phenomenal musician himself. But I take the approach of, like you said, the vision, trying to find or lock into their vision. The hardest part sometimes is when you have those artists that have it, and they come trying to bring into fruition what they hear in their head, you know? So once he brings, or, you know, that's why we make a great team, because once he works on the character and he said they got it, then it kind of becomes easy with drawing the sound, like, you know, creating the sound of which they hear in themselves, you know, trying to give them exactly, you know, what they were creating that's within them, bringing that out and making it a reality, putting it on wax, you know? So it's a few processes to artist development, from sonic, you know, making the sonic sound come versus the character and them being an overall artist, but it's a process.
You being an artist, you should know that you just, it's a difference between being able to sing live and then getting in that booth behind that mic.
Studio, yep. Studio,
oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
With that being said, Bo and Shaw, what tips would you give, you know, artists that are looking to come up and come out, you know, get into the business? Because it is a drastic difference, and both take work. Like, when I'm on the road, because I sing R&B, but I've sung with Shirley Caesar. It's my aunt. And
oh, what?
Sometimes,
oh, you're awesome.
Yeah, so I have been, you know, singing back up and things like that, and, you know, I'm working on my own project. But it's so many things happens to me live, and you definitely have to be a performer. Because some things, like one, I was singing at one point, and then the sound just went out in my head. So when that happens, the show still goes on, and you have to still perform. So you have to kind of, like, know the music and know the arrangements. And so I'm making eye contact with the piano player, and everybody was like, "You're phenomenal," and all that. And I'm just like, thank God that I know music.
Yeah, yeah. If they only knew, we've been through a couple shows like that, you know, where it just wasn't locking in with the sound. But once you got the chemistry between each other, and again, you emotionalize your music, then it kind of becomes easy to fill in the blanks with, you know, if it, some monkey wrenches jump in the whole situation during, you know, you can kind of breeze over it if everything else is in order, you know?
Yeah, you got to be committed to it. Once you step on that stage, you have to have that commitment no matter what happens. The audience doesn't know that, you know, your mic is going out and your earplugs are going out and you can't hear, but you have to come all of that and not make faces so the audience can see something's going on. You still have to smile and act like it's all good. You know?
Because he couldn't hear me at all. So he had no clue. Like, I couldn't hear him at all. He had no, like, I was just like, if I didn't know the music, it just would have went on awful. I wanted to sing a cappella at that point.
Yeah.
And I was just like, let's do something grown and sexy right now. So you have to adapt to any environment. And I think some of my experience from just, like, going on the road with other people prepared me for that. So, because studio, when you record in the studio, is definitely different than live performances.
Yes,
so
it
what
is.
Suggestions can you give to, like, somebody up and coming on, like, how to better their performance when they start to get out there and perform, like, for other people? Cause, like, when you're hot, everybody wants you to perform. So how do you keep that, you know, that stage presence going, or build that stage presence? What would you, you know, what are some tips to help build that?
Practice.
Practice, and develop who you want to be. You can't be who you are at home and be the same person on stage. So you have to practice that character of who you are, you know, as an artist. So to come through on stage, you just can't be the same person home and be the same person on stage. You can't do that. You have to rehearse, perfect your craft, get behind that mic, and learn how to sing behind that mic, like have a technique behind the mic in the booth, because you can't, like, you know, you have to, it's a different technique in singing loud, but behind the mic you have to listen for your rhythm, your timing.
Timing is so important. It's super important. Timing is just like, because if someone else is playing for you, you have to make sure you're on key with them, and you know, when the person is playing, they can actually tell you where the key is. So you just have to be in tune. And I would say, just from my experience, is just to practice singing live, because it's different. Like, it's definitely different. Practice, if you can, every opportunity, if you're really trying to develop yourself, try to sing live as much as possible. Because anything, you just have to be prepared. Like, once you have, like, okay, get that fear out, you get out there, but make it consistent.
Yeah. That's the main thing, too, is just overcoming your fear.
Overcoming your fear, absolutely.
And
we
I love what
get
you
it.
Said about, real quick, Tahir, I just love what
no,
you
go
said
ahead,
about
go ahead.
Being different in real life and then on stage, because I've been around these guys, and they are so chill. They are so cool. Like, Bo doesn't really talk. He's one of those, he doesn't have
much
to say.
He doesn't seem shy tonight.
No, he's really